Today's proclamation comes from the Word of God in the book of Ecclesiastes. Woe betide you, O land, when your king is a mere boy, and your princes revel in the morning. Well for you when your king is nobly born, and princes revel at right hours, stalwart men, not sots. Sloth makes the rafters sink. When hands are slack, the roof will leak. Men feast for merrymaking, and they drink for revelry, and money does it all. Curse not the king, not even on your couch. Curse not the rich, even in your bedchamber, for a bird of the air may carry the sound, and wings may betray the secret. Sow your seed in the morning of life, and stay not your hand till evening. You never know if this or that shall prosper, or whether both shall have success. Sweet is the light of life, and pleasant is it for the eyes to see the sun. If a man live many years, let him have joy throughout them all. Let him remember that the dark days will be many. All that comes after death is emptiness. So rejoice in your youth, young man. Be blithe in the flower of your age. Follow your heart's desire and all that attracts you. But be sure that for all this God will bring you to account. Banish all worries from your mind and keep your body free from pain. For youth and manhood will not last. But remember your Creator in the flower of your age. Ere evil days come on, and years approach when you shall say, I have no joy in them. Ere the sun grows dark, and the light goes from the moon and stars, and the clouds gather after the rain, when the guards tremble in the house of life, when its upholders bow, when the maids that grind are few and fail, and ladies at the lattice lose their luster, when the doors to the street are shut, and the sound of the mill runs low, when the twitter of birds is faint, and dull the daughters of song, when old age fears a height, and even a walk has its terrors, when his hair is almond white, and he drags his limbs along, as the spirit flags and fades, so man goes to his long, long home, and mourners pass along the street, on the day when the silver cord is snapped, and the golden lamp drops broken, when the pitcher breaks at the fountain, the wheel breaks at the cistern, when the dust returns to the earth once more, and the spirit to God who gave it. Utterly vain. Such is the speaker's verdict. Everything is vain. The wiser the speaker became, the more he taught the people knowledge. Many a maxim he pondered and examined and arranged. The speaker's aim was to find pleasing words, even as he set down plainly what was true. A man's words are like goads, and his collected sayings are like nails driven home. They put the mind of one man into many a life. My son, avoid anything beyond the scriptures of wisdom. There is no end to the buying of books, and to the study of books closely is a weariness to the flesh. To sum it all up, in conclusion, stand in awe of God. Obey His orders. That is everything for every man. For in judging all life's secrets, God will have every single thing before Him to decide whether it is good or evil. You've been listening to the Word of God from the book of Ecclesiastes.